Let's bow our heads tonight and pray. Father, tonight we're both humbled and thankful, Father, for the privilege you bless us with just to be here tonight in your house. We thank you, Father, for these precious people. We thank you for each and every one of them, God, in a mighty way. Lord, we're in a brand new year, a brand new time of life, a brand new season. Lord, we know on the outside tonight we have a cold night. Lord, the wind's breezy. And Lord, tonight, though, we can have the peace and the stilling spirit of Christ in our hearts tonight, Lord. It seems to make it all okay. I would ask you tonight, Father, to minister to those tonight with hurt, those with aches, those with pains, those that we know of that are in the hospital tonight, God. We know of many. Those that we know of, Father, tonight that are walking on the very line, that very edge of life. God, may you be near them. Holy Spirit, may you comfort them. Lord Jesus, may you prepare their path. May they receive you, Father. May they receive the glory and the grace and the comforting peace, Lord God, that only you can render. Lord, I pray for our nation tonight. Lord, I pray that you would just speak to the hearts of the leaders of this land. I pray, God, that you would speak unto them truth and wisdom. I pray, God, that you would give them a bestowing of peace that can only come through the Holy Spirit and them seeking Christ first for all things in their lives. Father, I would ask you tonight, Father, that you would just allow each of us to glorify your name in this precious year that lies at the doorstep, Father. Lord, may each day that we awake, may we take the time to praise you. May, Father, we always take the time to thank you for all the things in our life, Father, just as Ephesians 5 and 20 declares. Lord God, may we give you thanks for all things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Oh God, tonight, Father, we just cling to your word. We cling to your promise, God. Lord, I would ask tonight that you would bless all the people that are here. I thank you for their faithfulness. I thank you for their families. I thank you for staff and caregivers. Lord, I thank you for each one that's represented tonight in our meeting. Lord, I invite the presence and I desire, Father, the power of the Holy Spirit tonight to meet with us and anoint us. Father, I would ask you tonight, God, to just use us and lead us and guide us. Until the day, Father, you call us home. May you be glorified. May you be praised and honored, God, through the life that we walk. We ask it all tonight and we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, I would ask you to turn with me to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 12, I want to share with you some teaching the Lord's given us in this text. You know, as Jesus went around with his disciples and spoke and came in contact with many, many people, you know, it's said by many scholars that the whole traveling path of Christ, the distance from his birthplace until the place where his last ministry, his last teaching was given, was somewhere around maybe 60 or 80 miles. Doesn't seem like far today, does it? But everywhere he went, he walked. Every town he went into, he had trials, didn't he? Just like we do every day in our life. As I was praying over this message, the Lord spoke to me about how important it is that we keep worry out of our life. Now, I want you to know, I know tonight I'm preaching to the choir and I'm looking at my own life in the mirror. Because I worry as much as anyone else does, and I ask God every day to forgive me and help me with that. But you know, the worry that I have on my heart these days, just as yours, I'm sure, is not a worry about myself, but I have such a deep worry and concern about other people's faith and their walk. So many times I see people, either at church services or maybe in this meeting place or wherever I may be, I see people and yeah, they seem solemn during the service and they may be attentive and watch and listen. But you know, that's not how they act when they leave the services. Some of them I see act in a whole different way, just like I almost didn't know who they were. I know sometimes, according to psychologists, sometimes we hide how we really feel, our concerns, our worries, sometimes with artificial joy, artificial peace. I know several people at my workplace that are fairly quiet, and I can tell from experience that they stay troubled in a lot of ways. I know some of them's private and personal life is very marred, but you know, when I walk up to them, I always ask them if there's anything I can do for them, and I always offer to pray for them. I always offer to go to the Lord with them and ask the Lord God to help them with the needs and the burdens that they have, and I always let them know this. You'll never meet a person, You'll never live long enough to meet another human being that does not have the same trials in their life as you have. In some form or some way or the other, there'll always be someone else with a similar circumstance. Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 22, I'm going to read you the words of Christ as He was speaking to His disciples and to people about worry. You know, with us having a brand new year ahead and the days and the months that are still ahead in this new year, we don't really know what tomorrow holds, do we? The Bible tells us that we need not to worry about tomorrow because the day has its own troubles. And you know, every one of us, I believe, in this room tonight could say, amen. Today has its own troubles. Jesus says to His disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or about your body or what you will wear. Life is more than food and the body more than clothes. We seem to be concerned about our own needs, doesn't He? Our own self needs. I get asked quite often through the ministry website, through email and letter, some people ask, is it okay if I pray for myself? Is it okay if I pray and ask God to bless me? And surely I tell them, yes, sure, that's okay to ask God to bless you, but always pray that God's will be done in the matter. You see, if every day I prayed and asked God to bless me, and I never gave the Lord anything in return for the blessings that He's already provided me, even before I asked this current prayer, then you know what? I would be selfish, would I not? I would have a selfish heart. We should always be sure before we pray that we always ask God to cleanse us, ask God to work in our heart and our spirit so that we can pray knowing that we bring in fullness our whole heart to the Lord as we come upon Him. You see, He says in verse number 23, life is more than food and the body more than clothes. He says, consider the ravens in verse 24. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than the birds. Every one of us, I think, have been to a parking lot at some fast food restaurant and seen the birds out there eating french fries off the parking lot. But you know, when I watched them do that, I can't help but stop and think. You know, even though the person that threw those cold fries out the window because they didn't want them, they were fulfilling the will of God, weren't they? They were fulfilling the will of God. I had an opportunity in the last week to share with a friend of mine about how, no matter how we seem to be in and what state of mind that we live this day, how God is already working and how God continues to work to allow His will to be manifest in our life, no matter our circumstances. You know, when I woke up this morning and I went and replied to some emails and letters, as I walked outside, the first thing that caught me and I noticed was it was so cold. It was windy. This was a few days ago as well. And it was so windy. And I stopped and thought, you know, Lord, it's awful cold. Lord, I imagine it would be so much better if I just waited a couple hours, went back and got into bed, and just come out a couple hours later after daylight, Lord. It's probably going to be a little warmer, and maybe the wind will lay down a little bit. Maybe it'll be exactly what I need to do. And, you know, I stopped, and I actually stopped walking, and I paused there. Looked up to the sky. Looking up into the sky, I saw a sky filled with beautiful stars. And I looked up, and I said, Lord, someone today needs to hear this. Lord, please allow me to be faithful to do what You've asked me to do. I went on in there, and I prayed, and the Lord gave me the strength, and the Lord kept me awake. The Lord allowed me to get warm again, and I fulfilled what I believed the Lord would have me have done. You know, just as the Word speaks of these ravens, and that they don't have barns, they don't have storage. You see, these ravens, these birds, the animals that you know of, they don't have a place to put what they harvest, do they? Everything they harvest is second-handed, but yet God provides and God meets their needs. You know, I really believe in my heart, if you and I could really grasp the confidence and the faith that the raven and the sparrow and the birds have, that God will meet our needs, I believe every one of us would all of a sudden add about 10 years to our earthly life, wouldn't we? Because we wouldn't have the worry and the stress on us that we may have today. You know, with our economy in this world being so down, spiraling down so much it seems like every month, I hear from a lot of people's prayer needs that they desire for God to provide a blessing to them financially. And that's okay to ask. I hear some say that I have a light bill. I have bills to pay, and I can't pay those bills. Will you please pray that God will provide my means? The first thing I always tell them is don't worry. Don't let worry filter in. It's okay to be concerned. You should be. But don't worry. Quite a difference being concerned and being worried. You know, you see, a worry is a thing that we do in most cases about something we can't change, something we can't alter, something we can't change or turn around, isn't it? You know, if I woke up tomorrow morning and I had a worry about a certain need in my life, and if it was a certain need that I knew I could walk up to and fix or correct under my own power, I would be less worried, wouldn't I? I wonder sometimes how maybe God feels about us worrying. And that's really what I want to center down on tonight in this Word. We see our side, we feel our side of the emotion of worry, but how does God see our heart? You see, God's an all-knowing God. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He knows all things. He knows your heart. He's counted and numbered every hair on your head. He knows your breath before you breathe it. He created you wonderfully in your mother's womb before your birth. God knows all about you, every cell in your body, for He created us. What if our all-knowing, almighty, our righteous God looks upon my life as an example. And what I show Him is that I'm worried about this. I'm worried about this medical test. I'm worried about my power bill, my telephone bill. I'm worried about my bills. I'm worried about my job. I'm worried about having food in the house for my children to eat. I'm worried about having clothes to wear. I'm worried. I'm worried. I'm worried. How does God perceive that as He looks upon me and you as a believer tonight, as one trusting in Him? Ever thought about it that way? You know, I wonder sometimes God may perceive us as those, as He did His disciples, those of little faith. Every one of us can look back right now, every one of us in this place, just rewind your life back 1 year, just 1 year. And I want you to think, and I want you to think about one instance in your life that you knew without any doubt, there was going to be no way it could be overcome, and yet it was. The need was met. It could have been a financial need. It could have been a spiritual need in your life. It could have been a need within your church body, your membership. It could be a situation that you knew somebody else was experiencing. But yet you wondered, how will I ever overcome this trouble that I'm in, this problem that I have facing me? You see, the big thought is, how long did it take you, and how long does it take me to come and bring it before the Lord? Or we always try to seem to want to fix it ourselves, don't we? You know, as He teaches the disciples, He says, "And how much more valuable are you than the birds?" It says in verse 25, "And who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? We know it subtracts time from our life. Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?" You know, God sees our life not as we see it. God sees the whole picture of our lives before Him every day, I'm sure. He sees us from the time we were born, the time we were conceived, until the day that you and I will draw our last breath. God knows that. God knows our feelings. God knows our emotions. God knows our needs. God knows tomorrow who can and who cannot pay their bills. God knows tomorrow who will or won't lose their job. God knows right now who is about to face some bad medical news in the year 2012. God already knows, doesn't He? You see, there's nothing hidden from God's eyes. But you see, Jesus tells the disciples, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? And since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?" We always seem to focus on one instance, one problem in our life. I'm speaking for myself. And I'm sure it's similar in your lives tonight. One thing kind of causes my train to come off the tracks. Just one thing. Sometimes to others it may seem like a little thing. Couldn't help but look as I was at some of the stores during the days just before Christmas. All the people running around and running, dashing in and out of stores, getting that last minute, that perfect present. And you know, as usual, I saw several people at the register just looking kind of bewildered with their hand on their forehead, wondering, did I buy the right gift? Have I got the right present? Is this what this person I'm buying for, is this what he or she really needs? You know, the greatest gift that has ever been given surely is the gift of Jesus, God incarnate, born in a manger in Bethlehem, the gift of eternal life that is offered to you and me. I say that tonight because I wonder right now in your own minds what tonight is in the center of your life and your thoughts. Do you maybe have a wayward child? Maybe do you have a bill unpaid? Do you have a health concern that's troubling you tremendously? You may be facing a problem or a situation at your workplace. I don't know what your needs are, but I want to tell you tonight with joy in my heart that God knows our needs and God desires to minister and meet our needs. You see, the Lord tells us and He confirms in His Word that He'll never leave us and He'll never forsake us. Read a story not but about 6 months ago about two children, a little boy and a little girl, one of them 3 and one of them 5 years old. And suddenly one evening they found out that their mom had passed away and their dad did not want to take them into his home. And the two children were real concerned and real worried because they had nowhere to go. And as they went and met with some of the people, and some of the people took those two children and put them into custody of the state as they were now orphans, the first thing they asked the little girl, which was the oldest one, where are we going? Where are we going? And the person there at the desk, according to the way the article read, told them, said, well, you're going to go here and your little brother, we're going to try to find him a home over there. And she said, no, that can't be. I have to be with my little brother. He has to be with me. And the woman said, but you don't understand. There's not many people that we can allow you to be in foster care with that's going to take two children. It's hard enough to get one child placed. And she said, oh, no, you don't understand. My little brother, he has special needs. And the lady looked busily through her paperwork and said, I don't see anything special here. What kind of special needs does he have? I don't see anything here about him being having a physical ailment or issue or any kind of birth defect. What kind of special needs does he really have that can't be filled by someone else? And said, well, you see, every night before we go to bed, I have to give him a hug. And she said, the little girl looked at the lady with tears in her eyes, you see, no matter where he goes, he can't have that. The only way he can continue to have that is to stay with me. She might have been a small girl. She may have been young. She surely understood what love was about, didn't she? Every one of you in this room tonight, there's somebody, maybe in your family, maybe a friend right now, that is counting on and relying on you for this year ahead to support them and to encourage them and to bless them. You may not even know who that person is. But I want you to know every one of us have that person in our life. Every one of us have that person in our life. Yeah, we may stop and think, wonder who that person may be. But I want you to know tonight the one that we need to place and base our hope and our trust in is surely Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, just as that little girl shared about her little brother, he couldn't receive her hug or her kiss or her good night, I love yous, unless she was there present with him. I think the Lord tonight wants you to understand every day He desires to spend that quality and precious time with you. And you know, when the Lord desires to spend that time with you, I want you to know there's no one else can replace that. I hear from people quite often that tell me, Billy, I sure don't have the prayer life that I really need, and I surely don't have the time in church that I would like to be there every Sunday, every service. And I always stop them and ask them, but do you have the time with the Lord? Do you have time with the Lord? You see, some of the most intimate people I know that are walking with the Lord today, They don't base their relationship with Christ on whether they're in perfect attendance every time at their church. You see, they don't as well base it on whether or not they've always done everything right every day and they've always spent all their day and their hours, their waking hours, doing things for others. You see, what they're concerned about is how much time am I giving to God? How much fellowship am I having with my Heavenly Father? You see, I would believe tonight that if we have that quality time with our Heavenly Father, I believe these words that Jesus spoke, this worry and these concerns that we have in our life, I believe that they would vanish. Because if we fully trust in Christ Jesus, our Lord, we're going to surely give Him our whole heart and render all these worries to Him, aren't we? I would ask you tonight to bow your heads with me. And I want to ask you a question. And I want you tonight to just seek the Lord God for an understanding and for insight, just as I will. Ask the Lord God tonight to be sure that you, this year, this brand new year, may you and Him have that quality time of fellowship one-on-one, so that the Lord God can stay in the forefront of your life and your desires. Father, Lord, I would believe tonight that in this room, Father, that each and every one of us, Father, tonight need a closer walk with You, Lord. Lord, every one of us tonight, I believe, have worries on our heart tonight, Lord, that don't really amount to much of anything in Your eyes. But yet, God, we still carry those burdens. We still carry those concerns and surely those worries every day with us. Lord, sometimes it seems like our burden may be light, God, as we may get off our knees after prayer and rendering it unto You, Father. But many times, Father, we still pick up and walk with like a ball and chain around our waist or around our hearts. Father, I would pray tonight in Jesus' name that You would help each of us have this understanding, God, tonight that we've read out of this Gospel of Luke. Lord, allow us tonight to have full insight, full understanding, Lord, of how we can just draw our strength, draw our hope, draw our understanding, and then, Father, in turn, draw our peace from You. Lord, I would ask You tonight to just speak unto our hearts, each and every one. But Lord, in knowing that, we tonight are still needy creatures. Lord, there's some of us in this room tonight, God, that needs You to reach down from heaven's portal and just maybe just put Your arms around us one more time. Just let us feel Your presence and Your love and Your strength, Father. Lord, there's some of us in this room tonight that I'm sure are suffering from aches and pains and maybe arthritis, maybe some other kind of physical ailment, Father. May just be simple age, Father. But Lord, tonight we cling to the hem of Your garment. We ask You, Father, to just allow us to have that settled peace in our spirit. We pray for that, Father, tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, this room tonight is filled with those of believers, Father, that tonight I would believe desire, Father, for You to do a great work in their life in this year ahead. Lord, there's things ahead in our life in the next year, the next 12 months that, Lord, we're not sure how they'll be accomplished. But Lord, tonight, through You, we know that we can do all things as You strengthen us. Lord, I would ask You tonight to provide us that settled peace, that spirit of understanding, God, in our own hearts. Father, I would pray tonight for anyone that may listen to this message that tonight is lost and living their life, Father, without the peace, the Prince of Peace in their life. They don't know this peace that passes all understanding that we speak of. Father, I would ask You to speak to their hearts. I would ask You to convict their spirit and their soul to come to You, Father. Beloved, if God has spoken to you tonight and you believe that God has shared with you the need that you have of coming to a saving grace this very day, I would pray that you would just be faithful and true and confess your sins before Him tonight You see, just as Jesus spoke in His Word, none of us have that promise of tomorrow. None of us have a hope that's unsurpassable. You see, beloved, tonight we none have a clear understanding of what's ahead, but we know that God does. Come to Jesus tonight, will you? Trust Him for the strength and the understanding in these days and months ahead. For you see, just as we may worry about tomorrow and the things in our life in the next several months or even years, we don't even have a promise of our next breath. But God knows where we stand. And tonight, beloved, I would ask you to just come. Come into the hand of Jesus. Pray this prayer with me. Father, tonight I know I'm a sinner. Lord, tonight I know I'm lost, and God, I know I'm undone. Father, and I know I'm walking in a sin-cursed, in a dark and a shame-filled world, Father. But Father, tonight I come before You tonight, God, as You've spoken to me. I believe, Father, that tonight You desire me to be forgiven. And Lord, tonight I ask You to come into my heart and save my soul. I ask You to speak unto me, Father. God, I would ask You to just renew me. I'd ask You, God, to cleanse me. I ask You, Father, tonight to allow me to be born again. Lord, the things in my life and my past, God, I want to be in my past. Lord, I'd like for You to cleanse my days ahead, this very moment forward, God. God, I want to walk with You. I want to trust You, Father, with my whole heart. I don't want to leave anything to chance, Lord. I just want to trust You, Father. Beloved, tonight, if you prayed that prayer, if you believe God meant business with you, I want you to know tonight that we rejoice with you as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us that each time that a sinner comes into repentance, that the angels in heaven rejoice. And Father, tonight, we rejoice tonight, Father. We rejoice, Father, as You continue to work, You continue to heal, You continue to save those, Father, that are lost. Father, I ask Your blessing to be upon each and every one in this room, staff, caregivers, each and every one that make up this precious place. We'd ask You to lift them, encourage them this day and the days ahead, the years ahead. God, may You just bless and have Your right of way in our lives. And Father, may You allow Your will to be in our hearts at a point, Father, that we can just allow this worry to be dissipated and be released. And may, Father, in that void of where the worry was, Father, may You be. Thank You, Father, tonight for loving us. Thank You, Father, tonight for redeeming and saving us. Thank You, Father, tonight for speaking into our own hearts. We give You praise and glory and honor for it all. We ask it all and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This concludes tonight's live worship service. We pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, each one listening has been blessed through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us back again next week for another live outreach worship service as we together continue praising Jesus Christ. Those tonight who have made decisions to follow Christ, desiring additional biblical resources, or anyone with special prayer concerns, are personally invited to visit the Praising Jesus Ministry website. The web address is www.praisingjesus.org. That address again is www.praisingjesus.org. We want to thank each of you tonight for listening. We invite you back again next week as together we seek God to guide, mold, and speak to our hearts and lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. Good night, and may God bless each of you, is my prayer.